Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, this is a holiday for some people, for others maybe not so much, but welcome, welcome, welcome to Magnificent Mondays. Yes, it is Monday, and you are here. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are on your way to make work. Yes, that's right. If you're an entrepreneur, you are on your way to make work for yourself and for others. Well, we want you to, as entrepreneurs, we want you to be up on the latest of the latest trends, the creativity, and all the things that you will need to be a successful entrepreneur. And that's why we want you to consider joining in with us on our Entrepreneur Club. We meet once a month if you are here in the New Jersey area. We meet once a month on a Saturday. As entrepreneurs, we come together to glean, to share, to nurture, to mentor, and even do a little bit of coaching of one another, and also getting the things that we need to make our businesses grow, expand, and to be more successful and more sustainable. So, for instance, this past Saturday, we had our absolute first meeting, and seven of us came out. So we were very excited about that. And we came out, we found out that we had different businesses, and there were a couple of us in the same business, which is also great, because sometimes when you're going after certain other areas to expand your business, sometimes you have to partner with people. You may have to collaborate. So this way, when you have that network, it's easier to kind of get that collaboration team going, because you have people that you're already familiar with. You're familiar with their business. You kind of understand their business ethics. You understand their character. So it makes it a little bit better. So we had that going on. We also have next month on March 2nd, we'll meet March 2nd. We were trying to nail down a particular Saturday. I haven't been able to do that just yet because our calendar is already so full and we have different projects that we work on. So far we'll just have to put it out a month ahead of time when the next one will be, and so people can come out. And we are looking to grow, because the larger our network is, the more opportunities we will have to consider in terms of if we decide to expand and grow. And we should be deciding to expand. We should be deciding to grow our business. You know, it's not just about you. You also have employees that are depending on you to grow, expand, innovate, be creative. So here we are. It's Monday. We're glad that you tuned in. This week, all this week, 7 a.m., we want you to tune back in. We have various guests coming on to the broadcast to share their story, their entrepreneurial story about how they made it. And then also, we'll have some tips for you entrepreneurs that can help you, whether you're an author. You may be an author, you may be a speaker, you may be in some type of physical business, maybe a factory. One of the persons who came to the meeting on Saturday has his own construction business. So he's in the business of construction, him and his wife, and they're also in management. So some of the people that will be coming to us will also be in finances, because, you know, finances is one of the things that sometimes always plagues business owners, because sometimes they can never seem to get enough finances. Or when they get the finances, they're not quite sure what to do with it. And so we realize that one of the topics that we'll have to cover at some point is teaching our entrepreneurs how to handle and manage their finances. So we'll do some teaching on finances. And then we also have coming on some teaching and training about marketing, how to market your business, how to get your target market. Maybe you want a niche market. Maybe you have a product that you want to put out to the mass market. So we'll have somebody to come talk about marketing. And then there's human resources. Who should you hire? How do you get the best and the brightest person on your team? And once you get this individual on your team, how do you manage them? How do you go about getting them to their next level? So the employees that work for you are employees that are essentially helping put your dream and your vision forward. And so you want to be able to make sure you're managing them properly, coaching them properly. So we just have a lot of things that we have to go over. We also have some events coming up. Well, one event we have for our entrepreneurs is this radio show. So this radio show is on every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, you can call in with your entrepreneurial questions, or you can call in when we have a guest and ask them a question. Or you might want to be a guest on the show and tell your story about your business, your entrepreneurship, or your project or your program. Also, we have other seminars and training sessions. We have live webinars. So let's just say, like right now, we're in New Jersey. You may be in Tennessee, California, Washington. You may be somewhere else. And you may say, how in the world, you know, do I get to be a part of that information sharing? Well, that's what we have webinars for. And so we would invite you to a webinar so you could come and tune in, participate, and learn what you need to learn. Also, we have an organization that we launched. So I want you to stand by now. I'm going to go to a commercial, and then I'm going to come back and finish talking about some of the things that you want to do to get ready for your entrepreneur idea. Don't go away.
Hi, are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://WLEIAssociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, yeah, so right there you can join with Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where you will be able to access a database of other individuals who are also entrepreneurs with various services, various products, various connections. Also, you will learn of our events. In some of these events, you will get discounts when you attend. We have several events coming up this year where you will get a chance to come and hear from other very powerful, strong entrepreneurs who are out here making it happen. And the good thing about a lot of these entrepreneurs, many of them, most of them, if not all of them, started from scratch. That means they started from $0. They didn't have a large sum of money to invest, but they had a large amount of talent. They had even a greater amount of passion. They had a huge amount of willingness, and they put all of that together, and they went forth, okay? They took action. You know, by the way, that's one of the main things that an entrepreneur does. They understand they have gifts and talents and skills and abilities. They understand that they have, they're very passionate about some particular group that they want to serve. They take passion, they take their talent, and they put them forth in a very relentless way. They are relentless about what it is that they do. Now, everyone is different, so your vision won't look just like someone else's vision. Or it may look similar, but it's still your vision. You may write a book on a self-help topic that someone else writes a book on, but your perspective, how you see things, is what's going to be the game changer, what's going to make a difference in that piece of work. So entrepreneurs, they take their passion, they take their talent, they take their abilities, and they take action. They put forth some action. They get out, they network. And that's one thing, let me just say for a second about the networking that entrepreneurs do. Sometimes, you know, you see, especially if you're in the social media world and you're on Facebook, you see a lot of posting about various events, so much so that some people have a group page just for events. You just post your event, whatever event you have coming. And people post their events, and people might say, well, why do I need to go to all these events? Well, and it's great to go to, you know, webinars, because I conduct webinars. I love doing them. However, you need to sometimes go to these face-to-face events. because while on a webinar, you know, you may get to talk to the host, maybe, okay, but you don't always get to meet the other people who are on the webinar and in the room, other than unless there's some type of, you know, Facebook dialogue or the host shares everyone's information with you. Other than that, all bets are off. So when you go to these live events, you get to network, get to partner up. Like, for instance, on Saturday, you know, I learned two or three key things that I don't believe I would have learned had I not been there face-to-face. So you want to go to these face-to-face meetings in your town, in your community, and or the town where you want to do business. Let's just say you're in Newark, New Jersey, but you want to do business in Hoboken. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to Meetup or some other source to find out where professionals in your industry or your area, where they meet up in Hoboken. And then you can go. And this way, you can meet people, you see. Now, another good thing is that when you are a member, we have webinars where we teach you strategy, where we teach you things that almost nobody else will tell you unless you're going to pay them. But when you join our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, you will get an opportunity to learn some of our secrets, some of our, as McDonald's would call it, you know, the trade secrets of how to network, where to network, what time of year to network. So we're just really, really, really excited about what is the possibilities. What is the possibilities of growing your business? Now, maybe you're a new entrepreneur. You don't even have a business yet. Okay, you're still working a 9-to-5. You're not ready to leave it yet. But you know that somewhere in the future, you would like to manage your own business, work for yourself. Maybe it'll be once you retire. Maybe you'll feel that you're too young. Maybe you're in a company where you've been working since you were 20, and they'll give you a nice retirement package at, say, 55, you know, or 60, but you might feel, but that's too young just to go sit in a rocking chair. You know, I want to still be active using my brain, using my talents, my abilities, and my skills. Well, joining with Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association will give you that opportunity to learn who you may have a consultant business at that point. You may be able to consult with others. Let's just say you worked in the IT field for the past 30 years. So you know a lot about IT. You know a lot about information technology. Well, you may join this group and find that there are individuals in the group that don't know as much as you, but they would relish the opportunity to sit with you, to learn what you learn, to fix their technological issues they may be having in their home or in their small business. So there you would have right there, you know, a ready-made group to assist. So these are the kind of things that we talk about and we share at these meetings, which makes them so robust. And really, when you leave there, I mean, the opportunity, first of all, if you're in business and to have a group where you can come and just openly and freely share about your business and your knowledge, that's priceless. That's priceless. So we're going to keep doing what we do, and we just want to make sure that we invite each and every one of you out to the meeting. We want to make sure that we invite you. Now, here's the thing. Let's just say you have a commercial that you would like us to play right here. I don't have a guest today, so I'm doing the whole show today, but just imagine some of the guests that we have coming to the broadcast. So if you have a commercial that you would like us to play, please inbox me on Facebook, and you know, we can talk about how to get your commercial on the All About Entrepreneur show. as we go out and we promote this show nationally, not just locally. The Entrepreneur Show is going national. And, you know, eventually there may be an All About Entrepreneurs magazine, and it will share the stories of the Entrepreneur Show. We're just very excited about the possibilities. And that is what All About Entrepreneurs is all about. We want to be able to stir up that dream inside of you, stir up that vision that God has given you maybe years ago that you never did anything about. Well, it's time to get busy, and it's time to do something about it. Again, if you want to come to the meetings, you want to attend the workshops, the seminars, you want to join Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, you can, even if you don't have a business. You want to be prepared. I mean, the best way to take advantage of an opportunity is to be ahead of the game. Yes, it's wonderful to, when the train comes by, you just hop on, or as it's going by, you're running to catch up with it, to hop on, but it's better to be standing there waiting when the train pulls up. You're prepared. The opportunities are going to come. Right now, with our economy, have been so bad, and we're into an upturn now. It may be slow, but we've made that, you know, like a dip. We've gone down the hill. We've gotten down to the bottom where it was stagnant. Nothing was happening. Nobody could get a job. No one was hiring. You know, not much happened. And then, but you're only at that stagnant point for so long. Eventually, you come out of that and you start to move up. And now, who knows how far we'll go up before we reach another plateau up there. Of course, we'll try to maintain it for as long as we can. But we know eventually we'll start back down at the climb hill. So we want to take a full advantage of where we are right now. For some of us, it's good that it's moving slowly. It's giving us a chance to play catch-up because some of us were sleeping. We were taking a break on our entrepreneurship. But now that we know, it's moving upward. Okay? We're going to get ready. This is the time to get in position with your businesses. Whether you want to have a manufacturing business, you heard the president talk about the numerous dollars that they're going to pour into manufacturing and other businesses they were talking about. Now is the time to position yourself for those results, because the results are going to be, they're going to trickle down to everyone. So no matter what kind of business you have, you're going to still benefit from the initiatives coming out of Washington, D.C. So we're excited about that. We're excited about letting the entrepreneurs know that this is your time, this is your season. It's a great season to be an entrepreneur. And here's another point that I love to keep in the forefront of the mind of the entrepreneur. You do not, I repeat, you do not have to quit your day job. For one, your business is just starting out. You don't know what type of income is going to be coming in. And if you're like most of us, you still have a mortgage, possibly a car note, and many other bills that you're responsible for every month. So you can't just go quit your day job and hope that your business is a huge success, unless, of course, you did some type of test marketing and you found out that your product is wanted desperately and you're going to be so busy that you won't have time to go to your day job. That's a different story, but that comes with the test market. And test marketing takes about a year to put into place. So if you've been working on a year marketing, testing the market for your product, and the results in your test is that people really want this and they want it desperately, then I would say yes, move forward in quitting your job. Otherwise, you must find a way to make your job, your 9-to-5, or you work for somebody, whatever you want to call it, working for somebody and working for yourself, you have to find a way to make them coexist. Some of us made that mistake of just launching out there and not having that stability coming in to help with our current bills and the bills that we already have. Now, for some of us, we may have a spouse who also can handle the majority of our monthly, but not everybody has that. So you have to know, you know, what your situation is. Now, let's just say you understand everything and you plan to sleep in your car because that's how much or how passionate you are about this business venture. Okay, again, you're going to calculate all of that. It's like you always hear them say, entrepreneurs and business owners are risk takers. But you equally hear them say, oh, but they take calculated risk. So yes, they take risk. They have to. They have to step out there and do things that others won't do. However, they have to stop and think about it first. What will happen if this? What will happen if that? And then they step out. So you consider all of that, you know. And again, this show here, All About Entrepreneurs, will be here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can dial in at 347-945-7991. You can also inbox us on Facebook if you have a comment, concern, or an outburst. You can also inbox us if you would like to be a featured entrepreneur on the show or someone who has advice or tips for entrepreneurs. Maybe you work at the SBA. Maybe you work at a bank. Maybe you do taxes. And some of those are businesses as well. But maybe, you know, that you, I can't wait to get an entrepreneurial bank owner on here, a person who's actually started a bank, and hear them talk about what kind of things they've done. So there's so many exciting events coming up. We have the monthly. We also have the self-publishing webinars. You can learn how to write and publish your own book. Inbox me on Facebook, Coach Lalisa. You can also learn how to become a trainer. That's one of the biggest things that is going to be happening over the next several years is the field of training. So if you can come and get some skills on how to train, what training is all about, we will teach you some adult learning theories in our training program. Don't forget, lock on your date, August the 24th. That's our event coming up this year, our women's conference, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. Vendors, I'm going to try to have everything up by the end of the week so people can start signing up, getting ready for that. We have all of our speakers. So things are just going really, really well. We're really, really, really excited about where we're going. We do have a couple of other conferences coming, and we have our trainings that take place in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you would like us to come to your town, if your restaurant would like to host our Entrepreneurs Club, please feel free to give us a call. But we are out of time, if you can believe it. That's all we have time for. Don't forget, Terry Benjamin will be our guest tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow and have a great, great day. Don't forget, All About Entrepreneurs, the show to help you grow.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.